So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome, everybody. And we are live, and you can actually hear me this time, which is awesome. So sorry about that. We went live. Nobody could hear us. Nobody knew what was going on. I didn't have a clue. And the Bank of England has put up interest rates once more because in their extreme wisdom of their supreme leader, they've decided that people shouldn't be able to afford mortgages anymore, that they want to control inflation. This is despite inflation still running away at 10%. Why do we think inflation's at 10%? Is it something to do with gas prices in England being way, way higher than it is in the rest of Europe? The rest of Europe, inflation's between 5 and 7%. But no, not in England. In England, inflation is at 10.8%, 10.5%, whatever inflation happens to be. This is the 12th month in a row that they've increased interest rates. What effect has that had on inflation? Nothing. Nada. Absolutely nothing at all. This brings us on to the first point. It's not touched inflation whatsoever, right? Let's think about why this might be. I feel a rant coming on. I wonder why that's not affecting the war in Ukraine. Wow, wonder why gas prices are the highest they've ever been, and yet warehouse gas prices are some of the lowest they've been, for 12 months, right? 12 to 18 months. It's bizarre. Someone's somewhere is making a lot of money off those dividends from the EDF type companies. It's not me. I'm sure it's not the government. I'm sure they wouldn't do something like that. I'm sure they don't do things like that whatsoever. But look, this interest rate rises. It's not affecting inflation. We're not all going out buying fancy new cars and big screen TVs. People are barely able to afford food, which is of a dreadful standard thanks to Brexit, and prices have increased. They're struggling to put gas in the car. They're struggling to put gas in the boiler because the prices have gone up. And they're struggling to put the lights on because electricity has gone up so much. That, therefore, has a knock-on effect. Food prices go up. Everybody's prices go up. Rents are shooting up. Everything's going up. Everything is going up. And that's because of the basic stuff of gas, electricity, and fuel. That's it. That's where inflation, that's your trigger point. Why does it take me with GCSE economics? I got a C. Why does it need me to explain this to these thick wankers at the Bank of England who then tell us, business owners, no, don't give your people pay rises? It's easy for him to say that on £500,000 a year. It's just ridiculous. It beggars belief that we're here. I can't work out how did we get here with these muppets in charge. You think, oh, I know, let's put interest rates up. Look, we know all these mothers are on the take. All of them, God damn it. What the heck is going on? How have we got here? Let's talk about the effects that this is going to have then, and I'll come off my high horse. Okay, so what are the effects of increase in interest rates? Is it's going to push rents up again. Like, I was just doing a check on Rightmove. Let's have a look. I was just doing a check in Leeds 9. Let's have a look. Because I've got some properties in Leeds 9. And I was looking at what sort of prices were they at. Now, last year, around the same time, you're looking at £550 for a two-bed. And let's just see what the price on a two-bed is now. And let's do this live, by the way. Let's show you. Let's just go for... I'll tell you what, let me share screen. Second screen, share. Yep. Oh. Microphone. Microphone's not working. We can't do that because my microphone doesn't work on the second screen because I haven't tested it. It's not working because I've fiddled about with the USB. But just take it from me. Okay, so LS9, let's put the rest of the postcode in of one of mine. And let's just have a look. First of all, there's hardly any properties on. So let's look within a quarter of a mile. And that should be a six. There's nothing. Like, first of all, within a quarter of a mile of this particular postcode in Leeds, there's three properties on, right? So going back a year ago, My previous rents used to be about £550. A year ago, we put them up to £650. The cheapest two-bed now is £700. And the next one is £750. And the next one, which is a one-bed flat, is £800. Like, rents are shooting up. Why do you think rents are shooting up? Do you think it's probably because interest rate rises have pushed rents up massively? Yes. But that's not the only picture here that's going on. We've got Section 24. I've just had a call because we're looking at incorporating my portfolio so that I'm not going to get hit with Section 24 taxes again. And the before, how much I get taxed. In fact, I've not got the numbers in front of me, but it's a significant amount. I mean, I can't give numbers out. I just can't give numbers out. But we're talking on a large-ish portfolio. We're talking a lot of money, life-changing money, being given to the tax man or not due to Section 24. Well, we can't continue like that. This is one of the reasons why rents were going up anyway. And then another reason why rents are going up now is because of interest rate rises. Where do you think rents are going to be in another year? Like, this is why we've got into property anyway, by the way. It's just Section 24 kind of changed the nature of the game somewhat. And then obviously, because we knew we were going to get hit with inflation at some point. And inflation is actually our friend. Believe it or not, if you're an investor with assets, inflation is your friend over the long term. If you can survive what we're going through right now, this rocky motion that we're going through right now, if you can survive that, you will do very, very well in the next 10 to 20 years. If you've got assets, and remember, an asset is something that puts money in your pocket. But it's not very good if you're an Uber driver or who are those guys on bikes, Just Eat guys, what are they called, who deliver takeaway food? I don't live in the UK, so I don't know what it's called. I can just see the Spanish one here. But like those guys, they're struggling to even rent somewhere because rents are shooting up so much. And homelessness is increasing. I'm in a car camping group because I like car camping. I know it's a bit weird, but I like car camping. And the number of people that are moving into their cars and moving into motorhomes and all of that kind of thing is significant. And it's because they also can't afford to rent somewhere. Rents are absolutely shooting up. And it's like, where do you think it's going to be in another 12 months? It's going to be up another 10%. It's crazy. It's absolutely bonkers. Now, hopefully, we'll all get through it. If you've got assets, you'll be okay. But it's for poor buggers who haven't got assets, who are on minimum wage. Minimum wage doesn't matter how much it increases. Inflation's wiping out any further increase that you happen to be having. And so, first of all, these interest rates aren't affecting inflation. Second of all, they're pushing rents up massively. And if you're not a rental person, you've got a mortgage. Look, you're either paying a mortgage or you're paying for rent. It's one or the other. Now, you might have got into a fixed fee, which is awesome for, 2 years? And of course, there's a lot of people coming off fixed fees every single month. And there's a lot of buy-to-let landlords coming off fixed fees that were like 2%, 3%, now going to get hit with 5% or 6%. Their mortgage costs have doubled and they can't really offset that against their income because of Section 24. So you, not only have you got buy-to-let landlords with their mortgages now going up because they're coming off these fixed rates, you've then also got homeowners who are coming off these fixed rates and their mortgage will go from 2 to 4% or more. It's bonkers, 2 to 5% or more. That's crazy. And so the inflation is coming from, not that mortgages actually get taken into account for inflation numbers, but inflation is coming. Again, we're just back to fuel and gas and petrol and electricity. That's the reason. It's the war in Ukraine. When the prices of wholesale gas comes down, which it already has, by the way, already has. If you're looking at the day-to-day gas prices, they're much, much lower than they have been for the last 18 months, 12 months to 18 months. But when the gas companies decided what to buy and when, it's all done in advance. I mean, the whole thing is one massive take for the gas companies to make an awful lot of money. And you have to ask yourself, who is making the money? Is it you or I? Are you and I making lots of money off dividends off these massive gas prices? Or is it maybe, and I'm not insinuating anything here for legal reasons, but maybe, and I don't know, but maybe those people who are in power, maybe they've got a few little vested bits of interest. Maybe somebody who might have shares in, I don't know, let's pick a random company like Infosys. Maybe just somebody who happens to own that company or have shares in that company or have something to do with the government. Maybe they've just got their fingers in some pies. It kind of confuses me as to why a politician such as Rishi Sunak would stay in a 150 grand a year job when he's worth £750 million. Like, is something not quite adding up there? Now, I'm not insinuating anything because I wouldn't do such a thing. I'll leave that to everybody else. So why else have it in, effects? Let me rephrase that. What else are the effects of interest rate rises? Well, this is just a knock-on effect. And we don't live in something happens over here and this one thing happens over here. We live in a world where this thing happens and this thing happens and this thing happens and then they're all interconnected. And then there are a multitude of consequences from all of these different things, right? So it's never, you never just unravel one piece of string and the whole thing is interconnected. It's just not how it works. There's lots of pieces of string where you can pull all of these different things and nothing can happen, or you can pull two or three and something very unique happens. And that's what, that's kind of like where we are. It's kind of like a perfect storm. So first of all, you've got more landlords are leaving. We've already lost 50,000. Is it 50 or 90? We've lost 50,000 landlords since 2019. I think it's 50,000. Like, you think about that, so that's, what, about 12,500 landlords? Let's say over 12.5 cities, 1,000 landlords each, they all leave. That's a lot of property that's now not available to rent. And bear in mind, that's just landlords. How many landlords does each property, how many properties does each landlord have? Quite a few. And so you've got landlords leaving, and now because of these interest rate rises, landlords are going to be leaving even more. Look at my voice, even more. I'm stressed. So on this then, landlords are going to continue to leave. Now, let's just get a step back from this. If you're already a landlord and other landlords are leaving, what's going to happen to rents? Rents are going to go up, right? Because if there's less property to rent, all these tenants clambering for somewhere to live, many are going homeless. They have to live somewhere. What are they going to do? They're desperate to get into a house, right? So more tenants are going to be clambering over the fewer number of properties that we've got, which, you know, it's just basic supply and demand. Rents are absolutely going to shoot up. Then you've got Section 24. Can't really see that being reversed. Then you've got interest rate rises. More. Do you think there's more interest rate rises to come? I don't know. But I reckon so. I reckon there's probably more interest rate rises to come, don't you? Just checking, see if anyone's chatted there. I reckon there's more interest rate rises. There might be only a quarter or two, or another quarter. But honestly, on a large portfolio, that makes a big difference, especially when you can't offset that against your profits. So rents are going to shoot up again. Like, how do we get out of this? We know, because we speak to a lot of business owners, the amount of pessimism that's in the marketplace right now, the amount of, battening down the hatches and trying to get through this storm, it's significant right now, it has to be said. And so I just think we're waiting for a new general election. War in Ukraine needs to end one way or another. And I don't know how that will play out. You know, I haven't got a crystal ball. Maybe it'll take another 2 years. I mean, imagine if that takes another 2 years and, energy prices have come down. In fact, Ofcom are actually coming out with new energy prices fairly soon. You and I both know those energy prices aren't coming down, right? Ofcom's not worth the paper it's written on. It's like, not Ofcom, Ofgem. It's not Ofcom. Ofgem is, again, it's the same principle. It's not worth the paper it's written on. Toothless, as usual. They're just relying on people to struggle. I just don't understand this struggle culture that we seem to want in the UK. First, we cause ourselves a massive amount of harm through Brexit, and we just continually seem to want to self-harm and think we're amazing in the world stage, and the world is moving on. Other countries are sorting out interest rates. I got a CrossFit and we talk about Brexit. It was just laughing in my face at Brexit and what a stupid idea it is. Like, I just can't see where we're going to go. I just know that if you can batten down the storm, batten down the hatches and get yourself through this storm, if you've got assets, they're going to go up in value, and the rents on those assets or the dividends or whatever they happen to be, when that comes back through, they're going to go up as well. And you've got to put yourself into a position where you can actually benefit from that. Because if you don't, you're just going to be exchanging your time for money for the rest of your life. And I know it's hard right now. But look, it's not always going to be like this. Life ebbs and flows. It tos and fros, right? You have good days, you have bad days. You have good years, you have bad years. You have good decades, you have bad decades. Usually comes around every, what, 20, 25 years? Last one was in 2008. We're here now in 2023. So that's 15 years ago. What, between 15 and 25 years, every so often we're going to have a thing. We're going to have a war. Like, you can go back to 2008. You could go back to 2001 with 9/11 and the Iraq War. You can go back to when did gold come off, the dollar come off the gold standard? 1972, that affected everything, right? Just runaway inflation. You had the Falklands War in the 80s. There's always something, right? And the way to beat this always something that's happening, because there will be something else in 10 years. There'll be something different, right? The way to beat that is you've got to invest in assets. An asset is something that puts money in your pocket. Now, I don't care if you're putting 10 quid into British Telecom and you're getting a penny dividend a year. That is a start. That's money coming in your pocket rather than credit card taking money out of your pocket. Pay down your debt. Get rid of loans. Get rid of credit cards. Obviously, this is not financial advice. I'm not qualified to give financial advice. I only own several million pounds worth of property. What the hell do I know for the last 25 years? So get rid of debt. Get rid of all your expenses. If you've got a fancy BMW and you're struggling right now, get rid of the damn thing. Oh, people need to see me turning up in a nice car. No, they don't. Your ego needs you to drive a nice car. You don't need that. Batten down the hatches. Let's get through this together and we'll speak to you in tomorrow's podcast. My name's Dan Latter. Have yourself a great day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.